Good morning. Have any of you had a weird pet? I know we have kittens and cats. A weird pet. Has anybody had like a lizard or snake? Anything like that? Well, I'm going to tell you a story about when my father brought me home a loris. Do you know what a loris is? Has anybody ever seen this thing? It likes to come out at night, and it sleeps during the daytime.
I saw one before.
Have you seen one? Anyway, one day my dad brought this loris to us. Somebody had brought him this loris, and in studying a little bit more about the loris, after I was asked to tell the story, because there are things about the loris I didn't know. Did you know that before a mother leaves this loris to go look for food, she will lick it all over? Do you know what she's doing? She's putting a protective cover over that little loris, and it's a toxin. Is toxin something good? No, toxin is something that will cause somebody else, if they tried to get it, it would make them very sick. And that's one way that God protects the loris, is by having the mother put a toxin all over its coat. Because this loris is a very, very slow animal. He moves very slowly. And so when mom goes off to hunt for food, he just sits there. And the mom goes very slowly through the jungle. They say that they think the toxins come from the plants and the types of bugs that they eat, like centipedes, which are poisonous, like spiders, which some of the spiders are poisonous.
What about big spiders?
You know, he eats all kinds of things, like some even small little animals. But guess what my job was? Now that we had this little thing in a cage. Do you know, in Thailand where I grew up, there were no pet stores to buy it food. What do you think is one of the jobs I had to do? Go outside and look for bugs to feed this little loris. Yes, we would give it some greens and some fruit, but it liked bugs. So we would go around and look for crickets, grasshoppers, centipedes, spiders. I have a feeling that the person who brought it to us may have found it in the jungle. And my guess is that it was left behind for the mother to go out and find food. And when they saw a little animal that didn't have a mother nearby, they thought maybe the mother had left it or was lost. But you know, she probably left him there to find food to bring him back. Right? And so you know what? This is a weird animal. But sometimes we are a little weird too. When I came to the United States, I couldn't speak English very well. Even though I was white and most people expected me to speak English, I couldn't speak it because I grew up speaking Thai. So the kids at school used to say, "You're weird." You know what? You're weird. How do you think that made me feel? That didn't make me feel too good. But you know what? I always knew that no matter if I was weird, Jesus loved me just the same. And Jesus loves you just the same. No matter how people think you might be, Jesus, always remember that Jesus loves you just the same.
All right, friends, let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Jesus, please help us to remember that no matter how we look or how different we might feel we are, that you still love us just the same. In Jesus' name, amen.